We're picking up from Daf Samach Ches Amud Aleph. We're in this whole story here with the Sheshes and Reish Kavusa. So after he outsmarts them again, so he's on his way out. So the Gemara picks up here Kikon Nafik. While he was on his way out of Reish Kavusa's house, remember that Sheshes was blind. So Karulei Bira, they dug for him a pit. V'shadulei Tzivse Elavei, and then they covered this pit with some type of mat. Okay, so basically they wanted him to walk on the mat and fall into the pit. Yeah, exactly. But they wanted to get rid of him. Okay? So they put this mat down. And then they tell him, Ki'ilu, they're trying to, again, be Mishamishim to serve him. They said, Leisimar, Leinach, why don't you come and relax and sit down on some couches we have for you. Come relax. And this way he's going to walk over the carpet and fall in. So what happened? So Nochale, Rav Chista, Me'achori, Rav Chista, who was able to see and saw what was going on, so he snorted to him. He made some noise to warn Rav Sheshes about it. So from behind Me'achori, he was able to just make this noise. Now, obviously, you see from the story, he wasn't able to tell him the whole thing. So he was basically trying to give him like some signal, like careful, and then he would Rav Sheshes would chop and maybe ask him about it. But Rav Chista made this noise. So when he heard that, when Rav Sheshes heard the noise, so Amalei Le'Yanuka, he said to the child that was there. As we know, we find all throughout the Gemara. So we saw this earlier that when you ask a child what's going, what he's learning, it's on a yes. Simen. It's basically a simen to what's going on. So Amalei Le'Yanuka. So he said to the Yanuka, Psoki Psukich, tell me what pasuk you're learning now. Amalei. So he quotes a pasuk in Shmuel that Avner says to Asoel. Unfortunately, these were new names to a lot of people today. So Ayin Sham, okay. But he tells him, Netelacha al Yamincha, Oy al Smolch al Smolecha. You should go either to the right or to the left. In other words, turn away. So Amar Leil Shamish. So when he heard this, so Rav Sheshes says to his Shamish, Maikachaz, what do you see in front of you? Amar Leil, Tzivs to the Shadi. I see this mat that's spread out. Amar Leil, Hadarine, go away from it. So go away. In other words, go to the right, go to the left, get away from this. As Rashi says, Amino Lasmol, like it was Lashon HaPasuk. Like the Pasuk says, go to the right or the left of it, circumvent this mat. Basu the Nafik, after he went out, so Amalei Rav Chisa, now Rav Chisa is the one that made the noise to him. He asks Rav Sheshes, Mina hava yadamar. How did you know what was going on? Okay, now it's a little bit interesting, right? Because Rav Chisa is the one who is. This is what you asked me, Evan, right?
No.
I thought you asked me this. But anyway, you asked this. Okay, so the Marsha is bothered by this question. Marsha says, L'chor kasha, my shalo. Like, what's he asking? He's the one that was nocharle. Right? So obviously, chaf, that he must have stayed away from danger because of the noise that you made. So the Marsha just speaks out before we continue the Gemara. The Gemara says that Avada he was neicher, right, and he knew that he was signaling him. But Vadim Shib Denachle Lo Yargish Bekach, he thought that he wasn't going to chop exactly what was going on, right? But he was telling, listen, Nachle, he was just telling, I'm making a noise that you chop. Don't go listen to the servants. Don't go sit where they want you to sit, and then come ask me what's going on, and I'll tell you. Right? But nonetheless, Rav Sheshes was able to figure everything out right away. Meaning, Rav Chisda knew he would know something. He would figure, I was probably making a noise, probably wants to tell me something, let me just stop and figure out what's going on. And instead of doing that, he was able to chop the whole thing on his own.
He didn't hear him as the kid?
What?
He didn't hear him as the kid?
That's a good question. It sounds like maybe not, that he didn't know.
Maybe you
could be that part, could be that he didn't know. So Rav Chisda, anyways, Rav Chisda says to him, what were you saying, Yossel?
Maybe he heard the buzzing as well, maybe he didn't dodge it.
Okay, that could also be. Anyways, Amar Rav Chisda, how did you chop? So the Marsha, how did you chop the whole thing? I know you chop something, but how did you chop exactly what was going on? So he said to him, now, but you see, this wasn't a Chassidus Shemaisa, because the Rebbe knows everything. If it was a Rebbe, it would be like, what? Because the Rebbe knows.
He went to Torah.
Vayis Toys, it was a lit for sure. He's like, come on, don't play games. How did you know? Right? So he said to him, so Amalei Chada the Nachali Mar. So first of all, you made me aware, right? You made a noise, so you were signaling that I should be careful. So that was one thing. Now again, Lefi the Marsha, that wouldn't really answer the question. But he says that was the beginning of what I chab. But oy, then the pasuk of Yinuka Psuka. Then the kid told me what he was learning. So that was already Nacha. A simon. V'oy the chashidi avdi the lomali. Plus, I chapped anyway. Like we mentioned earlier, I know that these avodim, like he himself told Reish Kavusa, that they're not good people. They're going to be doing shtick. So I wasn't going to trust them. I knew they're not trying to do this for my benefit, and therefore, I was able to figure this out. Okay, that's the end of that. Maisa. Now the Gemara goes into a new very fascinating story that we're going to darshan based on the psukim here in Koheles. So the Gemara brings the pasuk. Asisi, this is Shlomo Melech speaking, right? Shlomo Melech authored Koheles, and he's speaking and he says the following: Asisi li sharim visharos. I made for myself sharim visharos, lashon shir, instruments that play music. But as you see from the pasuk here, there's zachar and nekeva. There's a question: what on earth does that mean? We'll talk about it in a second. Sharim visharos, v'tanugos, and delights, things that I can enjoy. Bnei Adam, people would enjoy. I made for myself as well, and shida v'shidos, which we'll see what those are as well. So the Gemara now darshans. Sharim visharos elam minei zemer. These are different types of instruments. So we have different types of instruments that are made. So why are we calling them sharim visharos? Why is it zachar and akev? Rashi says, right, what Rashi explains over here, when he's talking about the shidin, Rashi is going to say zachar nekeva, and the same thing seems to be true here when it comes to the shirin. So the mafarshim of Rabbah, exactly what's going on here with this sharim and the sharos. So the marsha here says that they're both lashon shir. One is zachar, one is nekeva. The marsha says the pshat is that there are certain instruments that are miyuchad to men, and certain maybe more miyuchad to women. Okay, I'm not sure if we have that distinction nowadays, but there were certain things that were
like cooking utensils.
Yeah,
now he also brings that the sharon could have been the clay zemer that the zichrei levim used in the Beis Hamikdash, whereas the sharos were the clay zemers that the nekevos used in the Beis Hamishteh. But the women weren't in the Beis Hamikdash; they were playing music other places, so that was the sharon mishteh. The Pnayo happens to be Mamash Nogeh, because we're going to talk about Pnayo Ben Yoyada today. But Pnayo is a sefer of the Ben Ishcha. He has two svarim on a Gadaka, at least two that I know. There's Ben Yoyada and Pnayo. So in the Pnayo, he also asks, like, what's going on with the Zohar Nekeva instruments? And he says that maybe it has to do with the harmony. So he talks about, I didn't fully understand what he's saying, but he's saying there are different notes, musical notes, that some, he calls them, going into other notes. And he said, we know the nekeva is always mekabel, and the zachar is what's being mekabel from the nekeva. The certain notes, that he says, the high notes and low notes, and certain notes that play into other notes, so one is called the zachar, one is called the nekeva. Okay, anyway, we have the sharim b'sharos, exactly what they're referring to. We mentioned different opinions. That's in terms of the klei shir, the minei zemer. Tanugos b'nei adam, then you have tanugos b'nei adam, elu brechos merchatzos. These are pools and hot tubs. Now, the brechos would be probably cold water, and merchatzos would be the hot water. Pnayo also asked, like, what's the chiddush over here? Shlomo Melech is not just telling you, like, oh, I built a house, something nice. He's talking about, he's identifying, specifying things which were, like, special that he did. So what's the big deal that he had merchatzos and pools? Like, what's the big deal? So he said they're very special type of pools. They were therapeutic, based on the Gemara Shabbos, and special waters that he brought from other places in the world to bring to Yerushalayim. Okay? And then, Shida Vashidos, and then you have these Shida Vashidos, which also, again, seem to be masculine and feminine. What is that referring to? So, Hacha, here in Bavel, we're in Talmud Bavel, right? Talmud Bavli. So, Hacha Targimu Shida Vashidatin. It's talking about the different types of demons, the male and the female demons. As Rashi says, the Shade Zachar and the Shade Nekeva. V'marava Amri Shidisa, and V'marava they say it was Shidisa, which was some type of chariot. Rashi says L'merkavas Noshim V'sarim. It was a chariot that they would transport Noshim V'sarim. And on that, Bnayo asked the question again, like, what's the big deal of the chariots? Like, Shkoyach, you had a chariot? And then he says something remarkable. I heard this a long time ago, and I couldn't remember if there was, I don't know if I saw it from this, but I heard this concept that Shlomo HaMelech had amazing technology. Shlomo HaMelech. And I never found it. I think I saw maybe something similar in Chazon Ish once. The Bnayo over here says, yes, he says, to answer this kasha, he says, like, what's the big deal of the Merkava? He says, I guess, he says, how could it be Shlomo HaMelech, who was the Chacham Mikol Adam, smartest man to ever live, and he built this amazing house, he talks about, he said, how could it be that he didn't think of the locomotive? Maybe he didn't think of having an engine, and having a He says he did, but he didn't want to create it on a mass scale because he didn't want the goyim to get their hands on it. And if the goyim get their hands on, he calls an esh, a merkava that runs with esh, right? He didn't want to have that. Because then the goyim and the chasam are coming to attack the yidden, they're going to be able to very quickly transport people from all over the world to come attack. And when they lose soldiers, they're going to bring more soldiers, and it's going to be a problem. So the melech, he didn't want to publicize it. But for his own personal, he made like a private thing for him and his wife to move, so they had cars. So the Benayu says they had a car. He says it was a Tesla, because Stoneman, he had drivers, he didn't need a Tesla, but he had drivers drive. So he said the Pshat, it was very fast moving cars. That was the Chiddush of this Merkav. That's what he says.
Who said?
This is Benayu, in Sefer Benayu.
Not even German.
It reminds me of, there's a Maisa with the David Rappaport, the Mikdash David, who lived in the time of the Chavetz Chaim, and he designed a helicopter. He designed like the concept of a helicopter before it was designed. And he came to the Chavetz Chaim, and he said he wants to, I don't know if he wanted to make it himself, and the Chavetz Chaim told him, there's enough destructive vehicles in the world, enough to, you know, weapons of destruction, this is going to be used for bad stuff, don't make it. So that's al derech of Nayo. He didn't want this to get out there because they could be able to use he could use it for destructive purposes. Okay, anyway, that was the Benayo. It was worth coming today, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so he had a car, basically. Okay. Shlomo Melech had a train.
According to how Babel was interpreting it, what's the Mila of, like, that he's saying he created the demons, or just he had?
No, he was in control of the demons.
He was in control.
Yeah, not that he created it.
No,
he was in control.
Saying,
yeah, the Maharal here in his Agadas on Shas, that's what I was doing today, going to all different Agadas. The Perushim. So the Maharal, he learns that the point of the story is to show that Shlomo Melech had complete control over the entire Bria, even over the Shir. That was the point here of this Mice. Okay, so anyway, B'Marav, they learn it's the chariot. What would be the Chiddush of that? We just said Beis Ab Nayo. Let's go back now to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosh Meos Minei Shedim Hayu. There were 300 different types of Shedim in Shechin. Okay, in this place called Shechin, which is interesting because Shechin, anybody knows from Bava Kamma, Shechin actually refers to a ditch.
Shechin Maris.
Right, Shechin Maris, right, exactly. And we had Bava Zegel, it comes up, right? So they were called Shechin, which, and that's very often where the demons hang out. So it could be that's where it's coming from, but I'll call upon him. That's all they're brought down. So, Bine Shechin Maris B'Shechin. Vishida atzma eni yodea mayim. It says, but the concept of Shida, I don't know what it is. Rashi brings two pshatim. Either he doesn't understand b'chlal the concept of Vishida, or the mother Shida, the head, the queen, and the mother of all them, he doesn't know what it is. So basically, Rabbi Yochanan is saying he understands this concept, but he doesn't know exactly what their nature is. Okay, that was about the Shidin. So says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Mar. Hacha, back to the two pshatim. So Amar Mar Hacha here in Bavel, Targimu Shida Vishidatin. Shida Vishidatin. So Shida Vishidatin means that they explained Lashon HaPasuk. When it says Shida Vishidos, it means the demons. So Vraktik Mar Shida Vishidatin Lamai Baile. What did he need it for? So the Gemara answers, Tichsiv Vabayis Biba Noisoi. When this Beis Hamikdash was being created, Evan Shlema Masa Nidna, it was made of complete stones. And the pasuk continues, "Va'garzim kol klivarzim lo nishma veisli bimanosa." The bevais bimanosa. There was no sound of any instruments banging away to stones, because everything was made out of pure stones that were not chiseled away. So Amal l'rabbanon. So Shlomo Melech says to the rabbanon, "Hechi avid? How am I going to do this? Right? I am not allowed to cut the stones with any instruments, with any knives, with any kalim. So how am I going to do it?" So Amalei, they said to him, "Okay, no problem. Ika shamira." There's this worm called the shamira. Okay, Rashi tells over here shamir birya misheshes meibreishes ve'ein kol davar kasher ochal b'min. Rashi is some type of creature that was created misheshes meibreishes, and no hard substance or material can get in its way. Okay, so this is shamir, the icy Moshe Avnei Eifod, and Moshe Rabbeinu used it for the Avnei Eifod, and Rashi brings the Gemara in Soto exactly the problem that for Petuchei Choisim the pasuk says that you can't. Also, you have the same problem by the Avnei Eifod. You couldn't cut it. So Mimela, it was necessary by the Avnei Eifod. It says the same thing that Moshe Rabbeinu used. You use it over here. So Amar Lahu, he said to them, to the Rabbanon, Hei Chishtak, okay, where do I find the Shamir? Amar Lei, I see Shida v'shidatin. Go bring the male and female Shedin, Kavshinu Adadi, and put them in a room and interrogate them and torture them until they have to divulge information. After the other Megadolcho, maybe they know and they'll tell you.
What are those? How do you read both of those Rashi's?
Which Rashi?
On the Kavishinu.
Kavshinu, Kafam Bisurim. Hold them down with Yisurim. Lomer lo echanu, that they'll tell you where it is. Kavshinu lachzon, to like put pressure. Loshon machbish, shel begad, the machbish was like the press, the iron, when you would press clothing. So machbish was the horse.
Lachatz
is like to push. Tulchatz, modern Hebrew. Tulchatz, you know, press the button. To push is to put pressure on. Lachatz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was, in other words, put pressure on them and they'll be forced to give you the information. So he did that. So says the Gemara, so he brought them army and they said, listen, Anan lo yadin, we don't know exactly what it is, but Dilma Ashmedoi Malka Lashida Yado. And this is the famous Ashmedoi, maybe the queen of the demons, maybe she knows what's going on. Or he, the king, right? Ashmedoi was the king of the demons, maybe he knows what's going on. Amalahu. So he said to them, okay, Hechi, Hecha Isay, where can I find Mr. Ashmedoi? So Amrile, Isay Batura Plan, he's in a certain mountain. So, and what does he do? Kar yale bira, he has a little pit for himself. Umal yale maya, he fills up his pit with water. Umichsia bitinra, and then he covers the pit with tinra. Rashi says, what's tinra? Some type of stone. Vichasme begushpanke, and then he closes it up with a seal. What's so funny? Oh, nice.
I'm ready for
it. Good. Vichol yoyma. Salik la Rikia, and every day he leaves his pit, he goes up to the Rikia, right? He's interested in learning. Even if you're a demon, you still want to learn. It's Bishmak. So he went up to the Misifta de Rikia, the Gomer Misifta de Rikia, then he learns what's going on over there. Benachas Lari comes back down to the ground, the Gomer Misifta de Ara, and he's also interested in what's going on in Misifta de Ara. Which is what? Yeah. Which is interesting that you see that the demons, that the Gemara says in Chagiga, that the demons are like in between. They share, have certain characteristics of Malachim and certain characteristics of people. Yeah, so you see they're going, he's vacillating. He's going back and forth a little bit there, a little over here. The Gemara said to Da'ara, Va'asi sarle le gushbanke, right? And then he goes and he checks his gushbanke to see the seal that it's good. Umagai, make sure nobody tampered with it. Says Rashi, both so naga adam bo legal sporo. Umagali lei b'shasi. Then he picks it up, he drinks, machase v'chasim lei, and vazo. And then the same thing. Okay, he does this process again and again. He'll go on his way again, takes the seal, unseals it, drinks, and seals it again. Good. So the Gemara is like this. Back to Shlomo. So now Shlomo Melech, he knows exactly where Mr. Ashmedoi is. Now he's got to grab him. So he has this plan. What does he do? Shadre Libnayo Ben Yoyoda. We're just talking about Ben Yoyoda. And it's super geschmack, the Marsha over here. The Marsha says that Libnayo Ben Yoyoda, it could be that he got his name from this story. Because as we see, as a result of this story, the Libnayo, who was the one who conquered Ashmedoi, as we'll see, right? So what were we zeicha with that? We were zeicha to have the Beis HaMikdash. Right, because we couldn't build a Beis HaMikdash without it. So therefore, Benayo, Ben Yoda, got his name based on the binyan, Benayo, that he's building the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was built in his merit. So maybe that was, obviously he was named probably when he was born, right? But I guess it was Al-Shem Asid that he had this name. And then the Mashah finished off with the Geshmaka Ha'ara here, a little allusion to this, that if you look at the name Benayo, Ben Yehoyada, so the last three letters of the word, of the name Benayo, and the first three letters of the name Yehoyada are Yud, K, Vav, right? Which are all letters of Shem Hashem. And he says, these Gimel Osos, Me Hashem, are a remez, allude to the fact that Al Beis Hashemos, Shalashu Shulta, Vishal Iskal, we're about to see about on the chain and on the signet, you had Shem Hashem. So that was the where he got this name came. Okay? So back to the story. So he sends Shlomo Melech now has to go capture Ashmedoi. So Shadu Benayo Ben Yoda, he sends Benayo Ben Yoda to go to the mission. He was his general anyway. He sends him Yardle Shushilta, and on first journey he gives him a Shushilta. He gives him a chain, the Chakagale chain. It has some type of Shem of Hashem that is engraved on this chain. Vizkasa the Chakagale chain, and he also gave him a signet that had shame of Hashem engraved in it. The Gavavi da Amra, and he also gave him Gavavi da Amra. He gave him bundles of tzemer, which we'll see what we used that for. The Zika de Chamra and flasks of wine. Okay, good. So now this is the matzah. He has the goal to get Ashmedai. What does he do? And he knows Ashmedai is digging bits. It has a pit with water. So he says like this: Azal Kara Bira Mitasoi. When Ben Yehuda goes and he digs a pit underneath, let's say, assume it's like on a mountain, okay? So underneath the pit of Ashmedai, so he brings it on a lower place. Vishafinu Lemaya Visatminu Bivgavavi De'imra. Okay? And then he was able to have the water, because the water is going to flow from up to low, from above to below. So he made a holes between his pit to the pit of the higher pit, and then the water is basically coming out. So Shafinu, he basically draws the water into his pit, and then Satminu. Then he closes up the holes. Why did he need to close up the holes? Rashi says because he's about to put wine in another pit, and he didn't want the wine to go all the way down to his pit, so he seals it up. And there, that's what he used the Gavad Dimra for. Then, then he digs another pit on top of Ashmedai's pit. V'shafchinu l'chamra, and he pours in chamra, and that goes through into Ashmedai's pit. V'taminu, and then he seals up all of the, he fills in the pits so that they won't look like pits, so Ashmedai won't chav. And that's it. And then Salak Yasa Bilana. And then he went up, sat in a tree, and he was waiting for Ashvedoi to come back. So now Ashvedoi, if he would come back, he's going to see his regular pit. He doesn't see any other pits. And he's assuming that his pit is going to have water in it. And his seal is untouched. So Kiyasa, Sire the Gushmanko, when Ashvedoi comes back, he checks out his Gushmanko. Everything's good. Galia. So he opens it up, and Ashkechei Chamra. And he sees wine there. So Amar, he said like this. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Lates. Says only a late drinks the wine, and nobody, you're not going to be wise if you drink wine. So I'm not going to drink that. Uksiv. Another pasuk says, He says another pasuk says that yain is associated with znus. And the first Shem asks, why do you have to say the second pasuk? The first pasuk is good enough. It's not, you're not going to be a chacham. What do you want? And why dafka? Where do we see any connection to the second pasuk? So we saw also the marsha. Then the marsha. Masha says, let's say it's also Mnayo. Maybe that was in the Mnayo. I remember exactly where I saw that. You can see in the Hemshech of the Maisa, he's going to come to Znus. So wait for the Znus part of the story. It's going to come up. We're not going to get to it today. Cliffhanger. But so the Maisa, the second pasuk could have been relevant to the story as well. So anyway, bottom line says, I'm not going to drink the wine. So Lo Ishti, he doesn't drink. But when he got really thirsty, Lo Sagle, he wasn't able to hold it back anymore. Rashi says, Le'ochel Lisapig. Where do we have that in the Torah? The word Lisapig.
Yosef.
Very good. Yosef Asad, I couldn't hold back, and he reveals himself to the brothers. So he had to drink. So Ishti, he drinks Rava Vegana. Okay, and he gets drunk. So he drinks Rashi Nishtake Venirdam, and he falls asleep. Okay, so he gets drunk, Vigana, he falls, now he's lying down. So Nachas, at this point, Benayo comes down from the tree, Nachas comes down, Asa, and he comes there, Shadda Beishu Shilto, he throws the chain on him, and Satmi, and he ties him up, puts him in the handcuffs. Rashi says he puts it around his neck, so that he's not going to be able to, his head won't be able to get it. He Aser, when he woke, he was still sleeping, right? When he wakes up, when he woke up, Havakam Mefarzo, he started going crazy, says Rashi. He was trying as much as he could to get out. Amarlei, when Benayo heard this, he said to him, stop doing this. Shmad Marach Aloch, the name of your master is upon you. Says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone else is above you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above you. Relax.
No, we saw the name of Hashem was also on the chain, so he can't break it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have this on the chain as or on the
chain that he was trapped. Amen. So he was trying to break out of it. So he's saying no.
So he's telling him not to. Okay, very good. I hear.
What was the problem with this demon?
Very nice. What?
What was the problem with this demon again?
What's the problem? We need him. We need him. Because he's going to be able to tell us about the Shamir. He knows who the Shamir is. Okay, so he says, they say, Shmod Demarach Aloch. So, okay, so don't stop going crazy because the Shem Hashem is there. So, Kikanokid Le Va'asi. So, say this. So then he calms down at least. But Kinoka Levasi, while he was bringing him in, Mata dikla, they got to a tree. Chaf be, he rubbed up against the tree. Shadya, and he took the tree down. Mata lebe, they got to a house. Shadya, he took the house down. Mata gabe kuva, dahi armelasa. So when he came to this little hut of this almana, so Nafka, the woman came out, icharinale, and she beseeched him and said, please, she was pleading with him, stop, don't do this, don't ruin my house. So kafala kumse, he went, he took his, says Rashi, his entire, his body, whatever, and he moved to a different place, and Isperik Begarma, in the meantime, while he did that, Rashi has specifically his shoulders, right, specifically his, the coma of his shoulders, that they shouldn't bang into the strip, so he moved it away, he honored this woman, and Isperik Begarma, but he broke a bone, Amar, and he said, Hayim Tichsiv, V'loshon Raka, Tishaber Tishbar Gorim. And being Lashon Raka, he says, Aliday Lashon Raka, that this woman was Mechanan, she was speaking softly, she was pleading with me not to do this, because of that, my bone was broken. Okay, so in the middle of the story, with Hashem, we'll see the Hemshech. The Mefarshim also bothered, why, what are we going to, what's going to happen with the, we don't see that the Iskasawis was used in the story. We saw only the chain. So different Mefarshim, exactly what happened with the signet, maybe that was to protect Noah ben Yehuda. Could be for that, it could be for other cheshbonos. I ain't sure.
Do you even have like bones in a body?